when we read the book, the gospel, each one of them give a perspective about Jesus entering into Jerusalem. Luke took it from a place that he was traveling, but his main goal was to get to a destination is Jerusalem. Jerusalem to be killed there. So it was a journey, call it the last journey, to where he's going to die. So let's read John's account. John 12, verse 12, 19. He said, the next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem took branches of what? Palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out. That's where we had the Palm Sunday. That's where we got our name, Palm Sunday. The rest didn't emphasize on the palm trees. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey, or donkey's colt. His disciple did not understand these things at first. Because sometimes things happen. You see it happening. You see people rejoicing, but you might not understand it. Sometimes you come to church, a message is preached. You may not understand it, but somewhere along in life, it begins to unfold in a certain way that you know you need that. Is that the reason why this message was preached? So his disciples themselves did not understand. So it wasn't a pre-arranged program like a political party that is coming and they arrange that all of you come and meet us here. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. So all that was done was written. But no human being read the scriptures. They say, this is what he said about Jesus. When he's going to die, this is what we must do. No. God himself put it in the heart of people. It was just something that just happened. And every crowd followed him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, you see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. Here is Jesus. He didn't give details. There are other scriptures that have given how he asked, he sent the disciples to go and untie the colt and bring it. Each one talks about a certain aspect of it so that we can have a full picture of what really happened. John mentioned palm trees. That's why I am also mentioning palm. So when he said Palm Sunday, I believe this is the root name that they got from. His disciple did not understand at first. If we read Luke's account, Luke is a historian whose writings are written in a very organized way, very systematic way. And Luke wrote his when, that is Luke chapter 19, 28 to 40, I think I'll just take some portion. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he went towards Jerusalem. That to Luke, Jesus' focus was going to Jerusalem. So what was he going to Jerusalem to do? Just to do exactly what will save us. Then he said, as he was getting near Bethage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples on ahead. So indeed, the historian giving a very vivid picture of what even happened to get the animal. go into the, he told them, go into the village where you will find a young donkey that has never been ridden. A young, so he even described what type of donkey who Jesus sat on. John just said a colt, but he described where it is. It's been tied down for him, and so they should go and untie. And he told them that when you are untying, somebody will come and ask you, what are you going to do with it? Or they won't say Joloye, they will ask you first. When you don't, when you are not able to explain, they say Joloye. So fortunately, he told them, when they ask you, this is the answer you must give them. So go into the next village where you will find a young donkey that has never been ridden. Untie, or do what? Untie the donkey and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are doing this, just say the Lord. There are so many things you need to untie and bring to Jesus. In fact, the purpose of our reach is to untie the unbeliever and bring them to Jesus, because the Lord needs them. The verse 32, they went off and found everything just as Jesus had said. While they were untying the donkey, its owners asked, why are you doing that? They are bold, though. So they answered. You see, they didn't just talk, they just gave exactly what. See, when God sends you, speak his word. It is his word that will be effective. He said, don't just go and argue and say, No. Some of you, they, like, you go and talk and talk. Before you finish talking, they finish beating you. He said, just quote what he said. What Jesus tells are the word of God has the power to do exactly what it was said to do. So when they asked them, the owners asked them, why are you doing that? They answered, the Lord needs it. That was exactly what Jesus told them to tell them. Don't go and add yours. Don't go and speak whatever. Say, oh, this your donkey is nice. I don't want Jesus to look like he's a thief. I will take the thing on myself. They'll beat you because it is his word that works. So they said exactly that the Lord, that's what, needs it. Then they led the donkey to Jesus. They put some of their clothes on it back and helped Jesus to get on. And as he rode along, the people spread clothes on the road in front of him. When Jesus started down the Mountain of Olives, his large crowd of disciples were happy and praised God because of all the miracle they had seen. So something made them praise him. They have seen this man work a miracle. And Israel at that time had a mindset that they were going to get a leader, a political leader, who will come and deliver them from the hands of the wicked Romans. Because whatever they do, they have no self-governance. The Romans are controlling everything about them. And they want somebody. You remember when they came to Jesus and asked him whether they should pay tax. You see, what did Jesus say? He brought a coin. And what did he ask? He said, whose head is on it? And what did they say? Caesar was not a Jew. He wasn't a Jew from this end. He was a Roman emperor. So they paid tax to the Romans. They were working hard and they were taking their taxes, and they're waiting for the day when their king will come and deliver them from all this burden of task, harassing them in the street. Lampo. We don't have them there. So, their mindset was they're going to get a king. So, when they saw all these miracles happening, they thought this might be the king. It is the king. He's very powerful. If he can raise the dead, if he can feed us, then he can meet our economic needs. If he can raise the dead, then the Romans cannot face him. If he can speak for a tree to die, then he can lead us into battle and give us freedom. So their mind or their mindset wasn't even what Jesus' mindset was. Their mindset was they are going to get a king who they can worship, who they can go to the palace and go and bow to him. We want bondage. No, Israel sometimes said, oh God, we want a king like the other kings, other tribes or other people. We want somebody we can see, not somebody we don't see, because the God of Israel was, you can't see him with your naked eyes. So I said, what kind of God are we serving and we can't see him? Because he wanted us, that God, which God, the God of Israel, the God who you serve, is not a physical God that you can see with your eyes. He wants us to deal with him in faith. So God, we contact this God by faith, not because of what we see. In fact, if you want to see him, have faith. It is through faith that you can see his works, you can see the things, whoever he is. So Israel was looking for this great king, and they saw that potential king. They saw that king in Jesus. This is the man. And you know, the only sometimes they wanted to carry him as a king, and Jesus will not permit them. If Jesus was one of us, like they would have changed the course, his path, and made him a human king. But he knew what he came to this world to do, so nothing could change his mind. He knows that he's a king, but the type of king he is not the type of king on earth yet. His kingdom is not on this earth. His kingdom is universal. His kingdom is not limited in a small area of a certain country, but his kingdom spread all over. So he knows himself, and he doesn't need any man to carry him to make him a king. So this Jesus, some of them, when they saw him raising, so they have hope now. We have now king. So they were screaming and shouting. And let me tell you, in every crowd, in every life, when people were praising him, the enemies were quiet. It's only the leaders. The very people, I don't know where they got those crowd that said crucify him. Because it was less than 1 week. The crowd that came out from other countries, other places, because it was a time where they were going for the Passover. So it's a great festival, like when it is Easter. It's a quote. You see all quotes, all shops closed, because they are the one who have shops. So if you want to buy anything at Abosoka, at Okanshi, and other places, please buy it before Easter. Easter, you see everybody going there. The house is full. It's a festival for them. In fact, I like your festival. I hope they will take what is inside and not sin with it. So they moved there. So those who heard it, those who saw Jesus raising the dead, they announced it. They preach it everywhere, and people heard that the man who raised the dead is coming. The man who healed is coming. So people joined that if this man could raise the dead and could heal the sick and make the blind see and make the crippled walk, then he is the best to be our king. So they started screaming, shouting, and some people didn't like it. And it so agitated them that somebody shouting with his mouth. Why should it worry somebody? So they came to him and said, Jesus, enough is enough. Tell your people to shut up. Then they will now bring theological thing in their mind. A man and the way they are treating him as if he's God. But they didn't know that he was God. So it added jealousy, They were so jealous, it's not them, but it's Jesus. He think that the man, he said, all the people have gone after him. Everyone, so if you're a leader, if you are people who control, you are a pastor, you have a church, and now all your pastor is looking to another person. All your congregation is looking to another pastor. Won't you be threatened? Sunday you come to church, they say they are gone too. That's where pastors begin to preach. Instead of Jesus, they now attack the person who is gathering the crowd. Come to church, the little that is left, he won't preach Christ to them. He will then begin to use the pulpit to attack other preachers. Meanwhile, there are more unbelievers in the world for you to preach messages to them, but you are rather attacking one of yours. It's not because you love the Lord, because you are jealous. Jealousy preaching. Oh, it's not the numbers. But if you get the numbers you like. If you have it, I say, it's not the numbers. That's the right preaching. If you don't have it and you see another person somewhere there, it's not the numbers. There's a problem with you. If you are poor, you say, oh, no. It's not whether I have money or not. If you are poor, don't preach that message. If you have it, look, money does not matter. It means that you have it, but it can't control you. So most people have their mind. Their mind was they're going to get a king, and most people go to church and have different mindset. Their mindset is first physical. What can I get? Not what can I do? Their mindset is that I'm going to church so that I will not be the demons in my family. They are too plenty. Yes, it's part of protection, is part of the package. But that is not the main package. In fact, if you have Christ, you have the protection. Are you getting me? But we go for the protection and leave the Christ. We are not protected. Some of us want to become rich. Indeed, God wish above all that we'll prosper. But prosperity is not the reason why Jesus died. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So all the people were praising him because some of them have also eaten the bread. 5,000 people, if you feed 5,000 people, I think there are more than 5,000 people by my estimation. Because he said it's only men. And normally the women are more. And the children. So when something happened to 5,000 to 10,000 people, the news can spread. Because one evangelist among them can even tell about 1,000 people about what has happened. So they heard his fame went out all over. So everybody followed him and they started singing, they started praising him, people's children, and listen, they started praising him. And somebody came and said, hey, let them shut up. And some of the Pharisees, see the people, the Pharisees, these are not the non-religious people calling. In fact, these Pharisees are the spiritual people of Israel. And we have the Sadducees, the secular ones. You see, we have both secular, that looks secular for them. They said they are the one that said, look, they are secular and they are spiritual. These are the most spiritual people. They are the one that don't want to kill an ant because it's a sin. So instead of the spiritual men to be happy, in fact, they are the one who are rather attacking the thing. And look at what they said. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd. Teacher, rebuke your what? Your disciples. As if the teacher doesn't know what to do. You call him teacher and you are teaching him what to do. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones will immediately cry out. He said, it's very necessary. It is scriptural. Even his disciples did not understand it. How will these Pharisees understand? So when you have no understanding, you can be kicking against God, thinking that you are doing the work of God. So probably from the heart, I think, this man is trying to go too far. So shut them up before God strike you. And he said, if this one stop praising me, if you stop their mouth, God, these stones, you'll be surprised to hear stones singing. Hosanna. Then the stones will be singing again together. After the stone, no discord. Because they will sing right. Then they'll become angry. Then they'll say, the stones should be ready. They will tell him. A beautiful song. These songs are the what the stones, the rocks, the trees, even the sun. Everywhere they were hearing this. If you shut up, what you don't do. You see, some people think that they're doing God favor. You think you're doing God favor when you worship Him, you praise Him. You are doing yourself a favor. I would prefer to praise Him than to allow the stones to praise him. I don't want the praise, the fruit of praising him, the reward of praising God to go to stones. I want to receive that reward God has made for me. Hallelujah. Amen. So these are on their way. People were throwing it through their clothes, their kente clothes, their GTP, GTL. So don't worry. So whatever you have, that is very, you think is precious to you, they put it down for Christ, either to sit on it or to walk on it. God wants whatever you have achieved to be brought before him. See, what you think is a great achievement is nothing to God. It is to glorify him. It is for him to walk on it. It is for him to move on it. So if you've gained something, use it for Christ. Whatever you have is because of Jesus. Amen. So they threw it down and they were singing and these people were very happy. And if you look into the, if you look at the place, I think everybody like, you look that at that moment, you think that everybody liked Jesus, but there were opposition inside. How do I know? Friday. I got to know it by Friday. That these very people were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. They're saying by less than 6 days. Say, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. And now, you see, the world is the same. When you are going to power first as a politician, they will hail you. By the time you get your end, they will give you a name. What happened normal when it happened when you enter first? Everybody doesn't talk. But when you're going to your end, come and see, you feel like jumping out quickly. Because small thing, even if a fly falls into somebody's soup, they will blame you. So these very people, they are like us. They are like the Ghanaians. They are like Africans. They are like Americans. They are like the West. They are like the East. By the next few days, the very people who were, probably they might not be the same people, because whenever a group of people rise up and they are prison, those who want to come against go underground. When Christians continue to praise and to raise him, we will not get the chance for, we will not give the chance to the world to say crucify him. But at the point they shut down, and another group took over with a new song. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify. Then their voice, I don't know who talked. Sometimes the thing comes as if they rehearse it. You just need one, a mob. You need one to say one thing. All of them say, you see the thing going one. Away, away with him, away with him, away with him. And this very people, you turn to look at the people who praised you yesterday and today, they're undermining you. So when somebody undermines you, don't hate him. That is the fallen nature of a man. When somebody's praising you today, don't think he's your praiser perpetually. You do something a little against that person, he will be the one that will destroy you. And the prayer said, oh, this is the one that they were praising him. He said, peace. They said, yeah, this man is a man, a king who is a he will bring peace. The thing he was going to bring peace. That Palm Sunday, they are getting a king that will give them peace. You know, at a place, one of them they quoted, peace in heaven and glory, almost the same way which the angel quoted when so they quoted it. They said, the kind of peace they were thinking about is the one who will give them economic peace. Why they won't run to IMF for them to make some conditions for them. But that's not the peace, that kind of peace he was looking for. So they were looking for some type of peace. A peace when there will be no food for everybody to eat. A peace when nobody will fight and the prison doors will be free. A peace when nobody will take your land. Land guards. There will be no land guards. Because if you have a land and you fight and people are fighting over it and they say somebody is going to bring you peace, that's where your mind is. Say, oh, if this man come, I will get my land and I will no longer fight. Huh? But you know what Jesus said? The type of peace you think about, that's not what I brought. And he said, when I come, I'm bringing a sword between a father and a son, a mother. It means that when you believe Jesus, you must believe him with all your heart. Your faith can make others hate you. What you believe can even make family members disown you. Your faith can make even friends shun you. That is not the kind of peace, not a peace that compromises with sin, but a peace that stands no matter what it is. And when you stand for the truth, no matter what it is, you will gain enemies all over. So our Palm Sunday is rejoicing. it all centers on a person. And who is that? Who is that? But for him to become a king and to fulfill all that, to bring the peace they were singing about, first, he must make man to have peace with God. Because man had a problem with God when Adam sinned. We are not able to go get close to God. God dealt with us in the distance. He chose a group of people and said, I'm going to make this one. The rest, they call us Gentiles. We didn't have a part in that Jehovah God. But now he wanted to reconcile the entire world. That no matter where you come from, no matter who gave birth to you, no matter how you were born, no matter what kind of education you have, he can bring you together. That's why we are here with different backgrounds. So when we are singing this and that, Christ brought us together. He was going to that. Luke said he was moving to Jerusalem to fulfill that mission of reconciling the world to God. So that me, this bad man, can say, I am not depending on my bad things, but I'm taking the goodness of Jesus. So when I'm going, the devil sees me, he sees the goodness of Jesus. He sees the blood of Jesus. He gives me the power now. Protection comes from the blood. You know that? He gives me both protection and also to be able to defend myself and also to be able to attack the enemy. They overcame the devil by the blood. You can also be protected through the blood. So he was giving you both offensive weapon and defensive mechanism to be able to wear off your enemy. The witches were afraid. He was going to give you power over them. So when we are singing, when they are praising him, and they take the palm is just what we are using. It is not the goal. It is not the object. It's not what we are looking to. Oh, mikura palm tino. Sa palm ebe bibia mame. No. You are using the palm that God, through you, everything came. So I'm using what you've created to praise you. I don't have anything, but at least you can live somewhere. Everybody can now worship him. Let Jesus rule in your life. Put yourself down. Be the donkey that Jesus will sit on. The donkey had its own glory. It's not the glory that the donkey, a donkey that was tied first was losing. And I believe that if you were tied, Jesus' death bring that you have to be losing. Not only that, it was glorified. They put clothes on it and people were making hosanna. They put cloth on the floor, on the ground, isn't it? And who walked on it? Jesus. Did Jesus walk on it? Who walked on it? So don't be unwise. If because of Jesus, people are doing you some favor. Don't think you are somebody. The donkey can be, he can think otherwise. That, oh, me, I'm very special donkey. Look at how everybody is. Let Jesus go down, get down from on him, and see where that people will put. So as long as you carry Jesus, as long as Jesus is in you, as long as Jesus is for you, many things will give way to you. And that is good news for you. But if you put him down to go and do your own thing, no one will see you and put it down for you. You will go and hala, 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 wahala, wahala, wahala. You will suffer and suffer and suffer. I say, why? So please, carry that Jesus continuously. And people will put their glove down for you to walk on. God bless you. Amen.